This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
What happens to her mom?
I don't know.
What happened to her?
The body has decomposed.
How quickly can that happen?
7 years.
But she just died.
Wait, where are the kids?
Front!
Kara!
Come here!
Hey, have you seen my children?
Mom? I'm right here.
Dad, why are you looking at me like that? What's happening to us?
My daughter just turned 6 2 weeks ago.
Mom?
Whatever's happening to us is happening very fast.
You have wrinkles.
There's something wrong with this beach.
What's happening?
Mom! 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 I'm scared! We have to get off this beach!
People are blacking out going this way. Makes it to the ledge, she might have a chance.
Why is she stopping?
Why is she stopping? Kara, wake up!
Wake up!
They have to know what this place does.
I don't know!
You're lying!
Look!
What is that?
A message.
We never leave each other. Nothing separates us.
We're connected to something bigger.
Oh no. We're here for a reason.
Hello, everyone. There's laughter. We're already laughing. It's The Film Effect. It's Tiff. I'm here. I'm back. It's been a while. It's been a really long while. In fact, so long, I was just joking with my lovely guest, Julie, that I have readers. So if you're in the Readers Club, welcome to whatever age that is for you.
Which 40s.
How dare you?
They said it was going to happen, and I didn't believe it.
Are you in the Reader Club, or is it just me?
No, I have readers, and I love them. They're
really
amazing.
I mean, the only thing is it's fun to actually wear glasses. I thought it would be cool, but now I don't know. I don't know.
All right, I'll let you introduce the show.
I'm doing it.
Let's go.
This is how we do it. Well, it's been a while, everyone, and there's been a lot of things that have happened. Personal things, lifey things. The world has changed. Has it? I don't know. Since COVID? Any mutations on your end? No?
That's the other thing they say.
Who's they?
Who are those they?
Those people.
Who are they?
I am finding this hard to wear the readers with the headphones.
Yeah.
I might need to... Oh, there we go. I don't really need to look at too many things, though, so it'll be all right. Okay, so if you're with us, thanks for joining. Thanks for being here. If you are a listener and you've wondered where I went, don't worry, I'm back. I didn't disappear. I just had a lot of life changes and I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get into all of it, but we will talk about movies because that's what we're here to do.
Yay.
I brought Julie back.
Hello.
The lovely Julie.
Hi, everyone.
Julie. Yeah, let's get into that voice. And we weren't really sure what to discuss, although we did start talking on the phone about
Aging.
New topic.
Yeah.
For me. And also just, I had seen the movie Old.
Yes.
And I actually saw it twice. And I really was kind of, it was interesting to me. I don't know what I'll say about it yet, but you said you'd be willing to watch it.
I did watch it.
Thank you for that torture. And then I also, for allowing me to torture you with this film. Because I know people that have seen it and they just hated it. Yeah. Okay. So that's, if you don't know what we're talking about, the movie's Old. It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, good luck.
Shyamalan. I don't know. I just call him that.
Sorry, dude.
And then you brought up a movie, because then we were thinking about the topic of age, and you brought up.
Well, I just happened to see in my Amazon search, you know,
it's Orlando, free right now on Amazon Prime.
And it's about Queen Elizabeth declaring that a young lad stay forever young. And he actually does.
Yeah, I guess it's a book, like you said.
By Virginia Woolf.
Right.
Neither one of us have read it, but we have watched the movie.
Yeah.
And it was odd.
It was odd. And I remember being odd when it came out back then.
Oh yeah?
Well, it was Tilda Swinton, and she was,
I adore her.
She is interesting.
Yeah.
She's very androgynous. So we're gonna kind of discuss both of these films a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna just talk about whatever we want to talk about, because
that's what we do.
It's what I like to do. Okay. So real quick, not that you guys need too much information, but let me find. Yeah, I mean, Old, like I said, the movie Old, you can rent it right now. It did come out in the theaters, PG-13, 2021. And the concept, that is not what I meant to click on. And I can't wait to hear what you have to say about it. This is the first film. Let's see what they have. A vacationing family discovers that the secluded beach where they're relaxing for a few hours is somehow causing them to age rapidly, reducing their entire lives into a single day. Yes. That's the concept. Apparently this was written by him and Pierre Oscar Levy. I'm probably saying his name wrong, but this guy's he wrote this as a graphic novel actually that is called Sandcastle. Now I'm quite interested in that because I do like a graphic novel. I'm that kind of nerd. I'm going to say right away, can I make some comments first?
Please.
Before I ask
you? Yeah, jump in.
I do like that he picked, I don't think he does this a lot, but he picked actors that are not really well known, right? Did you notice that?
With the exception of Gael Garcia Bernal.
Yes, yeah. Him. If you, but you know, you're...
Everybody else, yeah.
I think a lot of regular people, no offense, would not know who this guy is.
Oh, okay.
You know, because he's a foreign film actor. I've seen him in a lot of things.
Yeah, me too.
He's a really cool guy, and he's amazing.
Yep.
But I don't think a lot of people would know a lot of the people in this film. And I think that's actually a really smart choice, because when you have big name people in movies like this, you're already kind of attaching, like, you know, like even Signs. Did you see Signs? Which
I
was
did.
Mel Gibson, right? So then you're like, oh, it's Mel Gibson. So I think that was cool that he did
and
that.
And he did Sixth Sense.
He did Sixth
Sense.
Why
can't I say that?
Sixth Sense.
Sense. Got
say it six times. Go.
Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense.
Wow, you did it. Yay.
I did
Everyone try it on your own.
Okay.
And then go watch that film.
And Tom Willis. Wait, why doesn't that sound right?
No. Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. There
you
we go.
You did it. You brought it. Oh, my God. These fucking readers are killing me.
Bruce Willis.
I'm just going to be blind. I give up. Okay.
You
so
can see me, though.
I can see you, but it's hard to see the screen. I don't think I need to see the screen much anymore. All right, so let me just first takes. What'd you think?
Oh, I thought you said you were going to do what you thought first.
Am I putting you on the spot?
No, okay, here's the thing. Like,
yeah, go.
I have a very superficial view of this movie.
Okay.
I do.
Go.
Like, things first of all, I did not know what the heck was going on. The way that it was shot was a little disjointed and jarring. Maybe, of course, that was intentional. And then, like, his choice of female actors, did you notice, like, how alien they looked?
Yeah, I think that was on purpose.
That was on purpose as well.
Yeah.
And then, yes. And then it was all very, and, like, the movie wasn't as scary as I thought it was. Like,
it's not scary.
The trailer made it look like a terror kind of movie. Like,
I think they're trying to sell it.
Yeah, that woman floating in the water. Like, yes. I thought that thing was actually going to be alive, not actually dead. So I was relieved that it wasn't like a gory horror kind of thing, that it was just, it was a mental horror movie.
Yeah, I thought it was really...
Which is true about aging in the first place, right? It is like this horrendous thing that we all believe is a society. And like, you know, that goes into a whole other thing, because I really, even though I am in my 40s and I am starting to experience things that people said I would experience that I didn't really want to experience, I still think aging is a choice. I do.
Oh, here we go.
I do.
That's why I like having you here.
I do.
Everyone, did you know that? Because I didn't.
I do.
Okay.
And then, but still, we're talking about the movie here.
No, we are. Go.
Okay. And then, like, it, you know, and like, I thought it was odd that they were being watched. And I thought it was odd that they couldn't get through, like there was some sort of electromagnetic thing keeping them from crossing back out into like the place where
they
could make
leave.
Contact.
Yeah.
So that was odd. And then of course, like the two kids, they're like, of course I knew that they're like the young girl was going to get pregnant.
That was hilarious.
That was so funny. They're like, what? We were just playing. I was like, uh-huh. Yeah. Like,
here we go. Now you're going to have a baby in 15 minutes. Get ready. The quickest pregnancy and birth you've ever had in your life.
Right. Okay. And then like it really, it started to hit home for me when it was just the sister and brother mm-hmm. left. And he was like, I know that we're probably stuck here, but what do you say we at least make a sandcastle?
I mean, this is where the movie. Okay. Now. Yes. Go. I don't want to interrupt you. Get all your thoughts out because I'm getting
excited.
And
like the joy. And he was like, I feel like he was like, are we playing just because we were kids yesterday? You know? And like, I do have a peppermint patty.
Sorry. I just popped out a peppermint patty. The size of my face, really. And celebratory peppermint patty.
Oh my
patty.
Gosh. Are you going to unleash like the glacial?
I mean, it's not a sandcastle, but we can split it and try to embrace the moment while we talk about age and time. Continue.
And then I love how there was actually an escape out of it, which goes into my point where I really, and like this is something that I decided in my early 20s, I was pretty sure that, and okay, the reason I came up with this idea mm-hmm. was I've spent most of my life. Oh, did you just drop my half on the floor?
Drop the whole pepper on the floor. 5 second rule.
5 second
I'm
rule.
I'm eating
man.
This. I don't care. You don't have to.
I'm right there with you, girl.
Okay. All right. Good.
Okay. So,
sorry.
Yeah. No, it's something that I found because I spent most of my adult career working on people's bodies, right? And like people would come in and they would tell me that they were old, and then I would clear tension out of their bodies, and they'd be like, oh, I feel 5, 10 years, 20 years younger. And I was like, there's something to this
aging. We're feeling old.
And then you like, I feel like we have enough examples of people who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s and are still vibrant. At least I have. I've met them. I've worked on them. Like,
so you're saying age is just a, like we do physically age at some type of level because we all are going to die. Let's go there.
Are you sure about that?
I mean, let's just talk about our physical bodies.
Okay, but I'm really, I've reevaluated everything on those lines too. You can't even sell me on that.
Welcome to the Live Forever podcast with Julie. Think your way. Are you a vampire? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not a vampire.
You're not. That sounds negative, but I do like
the
idea.
No, but
of
I have been studying the moment now and I have been studying consciousness. Okay. And it just seems like when you really are honest with reality and you're really honest with this moment now and you're really honest with your being, like your conscious being, like I think a lot of the stuff that we accept is true might actually be false.
Yeah. Hey, I feel like Athena, who I've spoken to, and she was on the podcast about, we did What Dreams May Come. Go back to that episode if you want to hear about that and also what her ideas are around. Oh, boy. Ooh! Okay, we were having some malfunctions.
Why did it?
Tom has just the microphone.
Okay,
fell.
There it is. There
Maybe
it is.
Don't. You can
it's
take
good.
It out and hold it.
No, I've got
if you
it.
You feel
right
like
here.
You want to get involved with this microphone?
No, it was making me nervous. Oh, look.
I gave you a half. Well, I love this idea. See, this is why I like having people on and talking about a movie because that was. So, do you think this film is a comment on some of this stuff, or is it just like if you were to say what was the message or the theme of the film? In terms, I knew, and this is what I meant to say about his movies, and I don't think I've spoken enough about his films. Maybe I haven't at all. I don't even remember if I've done any of his movies on here before. But what I like about his filmmaking is that he uses kind of extreme circumstances.
Yes.
Or like scenarios, right? Like something, you know, that seems really like on the surface, right? So here we have a story where, like it said in that description, people end up on this island, on this private beach, where they're all aging rapidly. That's kind of like the concept, right? But really, what is the film about? Okay, because none of his movies are about what they're about. Does that mm-hmm. make any sense?
Of course.
Like Signs, to me, yes, it's about aliens landing, and of course, it's about all these people trying to survive. I don't know if you saw Signs.
I did. I don't remember.
But really, it's about faith, because it's about a priest who loses his faith because his wife dies in a car accident, and the whole movie is about him and his struggle with believing in something other than whatever's in front of him. You know, he like completely goes away from God or whatever, and then by the end of the movie, he returns to some sort of faith. So that movie is not even about aliens. It's about faith. But if you ask people, they might say, oh, yeah, it's about the aliens that come and whatever. So this movie on the surface looks like it's about people that get stuck in a scenario where they are aging rapidly in one day and they can't get out. And if they don't get out of this place they're in, they're just going to die. But really, what is it about?
Okay, well, I think the movie, like on the superficial level, the movie is about people being used as guinea pigs against their will. And that, right.
That's the twist at the end.
Right.
So spoiler alert, everyone, we're ruining the actual.
Oh, yeah. Don't. Yeah.
Don't even start. Telling you everything. I'll put something in the beginning if you forgot or on the description.
Right.
And I think that's just some weird way to explain it.
Uh-huh.
But I think. Sorry. Go ahead. I think it's like you hit the nail on the head when you said the thing about the sandcastle.
Right. Like there is actually a way. And like, that's the other thing. The solution is always right in front of you. Right. Yeah. Cause the message has been there all the time. And like, this is what I've been learning about when studying the now, like everything you need is right in front of you at all times.
Hmm.
It just might not look like it or see it, but like the solution was there and all they had to do was swim out and swim through the coral and they got free.
Did you get anything out of it at all? That made you, did it move you in any moments or ways?
The sandcastle was that was the part that spoke to me.
What about when the old, I'll tell you a few for me.
Yeah.
When they're getting really old. Remember like, well, the whole setup, there's all these different.
Oh my gosh. And they have that right. The husband and the wife.
Yeah. So there's huge. And this movie does have a lot of relationships in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got like the couple with the kids and they are there on vacation, but really they're getting divorced. Mm-hmm. And they haven't told their children yet. And so they're just kind of like dealing because it's like the last vacation. And she's dying of something, right? Isn't she mentioned she has cancer?
I remember she had that tumor. She's a tumor.
Right. So she doesn't want to deal with, you know, she's kind of, I don't know. You can tell that she's not really wanting to talk about it with him. And she doesn't want to be the sick one. And she's like, I don't care. Did you get that in the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so there's all these relationships. And you do find out at the end, like you said, that there, all these people have some sort of, I don't know what, illness or something that is the reason they got to get to this location, this like weird vacation, which that in itself is a little strange that they didn't see like, oh, we get this like weird, cheap, free vacation.
Yeah. I mean, they were targeted.
They were targeted and they all have something wrong with them.
So they could be studied like little human guinea pigs. Yeah. So, but that wasn't that interesting, like, because she did have an affair, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, as they aged and they were sitting on the beach, like, they couldn't even remember what they were.
That's what I loved.
I know. That was really sweet.
Well, because the movie does have moments where he's using the concept of time. See, to me, I felt like it was a comment on presence.
Yes.
And being in the moment and being able to actually be in the moment.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Then there's also, like, yeah, and always, because when their kids just start rapidly growing, it's like they're missing everything and they can't even stop what's happening. So there's that idea of control and like you being a parent, you wanting to like protect your children and take care of them, but you really can't, you know, like an interesting, like so much. I think there's a period in the film where it ramps up really quickly. I'm all over the place, guys. So if you can't follow me, it's fine. Real quick, going back to the scene with them, I am. It's a peppermint patty, and I just went running, so work with me. and the readers. And so I'm rapidly aging in one day. No, but they start to age, and they're, like, old. And they have a few moments like this where they were fighting, and then at one point they're sitting there together, and they're, like, an old couple that's sitting together, and he's like, didn't we have a fight, or... Were we fighting about something? And she's like, I don't remember. And they're like, I love you. Like, like nothing happened, literally nothing.
Right.
Divorce, nothing. They don't remember anything. Mm-hmm. Which I was just like, wow, that's pretty wild. That's a pretty interesting comment on like the cycle of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what's important then and what's important at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I don't know what that was. I don't know. That kind of struck me.
Mm-hmm.
There was also that really, and I was saying when things ramped up in the film is like when everything starts happening really chaotically.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, like the daughter gets pregnant because the two of them go into the tent for 5 minutes and
they
have sex.
Young kids.
They instantly have a baby coming out of her. She births the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
It dies.
It dies instantly.
Mm-hmm.
which they don't give you a minute to even process, because then there's something right next and next and next and next. Like, so everything is exploding with people all at that moment. Like, I thought that was crazy too. So you just can't even take it in for a minute where you're like, oh my God, that baby's alive and now it's dead. Did that upset you?
Well, yeah. I mean, because they were like, we just laid it down for a minute. And then like a minute was a year of its life of being neglected.
Yes, and that's why it died.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It is.
So the movie kind of felt like a bit of a mind fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked it. Well, I think it's kind of smart. I mean, just to even play around with the concept of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we look at our lives differently because it's happening slowly. Right? But what would you do if you if it was one day?
Oh, wow.
That's how I was thinking about it. I was like, how would you, if you knew, I mean, I guess this game has been done before, right? But I do think in the movie it becomes frantic because they think they can escape it. But is that also a comment on can we escape this? Or do we just settle into it, whatever it is? So many questions. Please call in. What do you think about that? I just said like 20 things, so any of the things I just said. Well, like I said, presence, time, and then also being able to not notice like how we get so, because you're saying like being in the moment is all there is, but then sometimes
we're
so...
You can only be here now.
Right. So when people, like I was saying, the opposite of that in some way is that we all think we have all this endless time. But if you realize like you really didn't have that much time, how would you live today?
Right. You would live it differently.
You would live it differently.
And then that's a whole thing too, right? Live every day as if it were your last. That's something I haven't been able to do.
Really?
No. I live as if I have lots of time.
How does anybody live like it's the last day?
I think there are probably people out there who are.
You think?
But I mean, it's also, it's really challenging to talk about something that we don't have experience with. I think we should keep it within our own realm of experience. The conversation.
Well, anything else from this movie? We can start talking a little bit about the other one.
Yeah, like I just saw the timelessness of the beach, right? And like countless people have been on that beach and gone through that whole experience, right? And that's true of the world, right? Like billions of people's lives have passed, come and go off of this stage we call the earth.
Yeah.
And yet it stays, you know, relatively constant.
It's really, can I just interrupt you?
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting here. I'm just going to tell everybody I'm having a moment in the moment kind of moment.
Cool.
What did I just say?
That's beautiful. Continue.
Are you noticing these leaves? Have you been paying attention to this?
Oh, no, they're behind me.
Yeah. So well, we're sitting in the studio and it's, there's like the parking lot, but today's actually really warm. And there's like leaves just blowing around and they keep like doing that thing that leaves do when the wind is kind of cool, where it's not super windy, but it's enough to make them dance around. And they're like spinning up and down. They're like going left and right. They're making all sorts of patterns, which also reminds me of American Beauty and the plastic bag. If anyone remembers that film.
I do.
But I was just thinking about that while this is happening. Like I was like, okay, like, am I paying attention to that right now? Because that's pretty cool.
It is, right? Like actually stopping for a moment to be, to actually take in the beauty. Yeah. And the play that's right here. Right,
yeah, it's like the sandcastle.
Yeah, it is. And I thought it was also, too, like that. I love that idea of playing and then finding a solution. Because, like, we're so analytical and...
That was a great moment.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that movie... And I also felt like the end sucked.
Yeah.
Because he had it in that moment. I think if that movie was going to make a statement, it said it in that minute. I almost think it would have been cooler if they all just died. Right? Because it was, you know, I know you, we have personal, I've been on your show. And,
which is no longer.
There's plenty on there. If you guys want to find the old episodes.
Oh, I thought they were gone.
They're gone.
I thought they were gone.
Did you keep them?
No. Okay. Anyway.
Well, anyway, you have a you like to talk about the concept of surrender. I know you do. And I thought in the film when, so I'll just recap for people that if you don't remember, and I'm not even going through so much of this movie, there's so many scenes in it that I think are really interesting. so great. One is the one that we're talking about is at the end, towards the end of the film, the kids that have now grown pretty rapidly. I don't even know what age they are at this point. They're in their 30s.
50s, I think he said.
They get into their 50s.
Remember he yes. said like how freaked out
in one day. It's crazy. And
it was to get a call from his 8-year-old who is now a grown man.
Fucking crazy. And so they're everyone now has died. Their parents have died. Everyone else has died.
Is that also a comment on our youth growing up way too early, way too fast? It's got to be. I feel
really,
so bad for the kids. They are just over-scheduled.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
They grow up way too fast.
That's true.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that they, like, become... It's surrender to me because they realize we have tried everything. We are not getting out of here. Right? I felt like that was kind of the moment. It was like, oh, well, you know what? Let's just play. Right? That's surrender, isn't it?
It's
like,
surrender.
Let's just play and make a sandcastle and whatever. And so they let go. They like just hand it over or whatever you want to call it. Right? Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, we have no control.
Right.
This isn't up to us. And then, of course, in that moment, he realizes, oh, wait, that code, that thing that kid gave me. And mm-hmm. then he decodes it and there's a message in it. Right. Mm-hmm. Which is just I guess that's the happy ending. I wonder if there was a version of this where it didn't go well. Right. And yeah. they rewrote it.
Yeah.
They're like, no one's going to buy that. I'm like, why not? Let everyone die. That's what happens anyway. But. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Have we touched on all the ways that you love this movie? Because you were really excited about this when you saw
it. I really was.
Idea.
Well, when I watched it twice, there were moments in it that I was... I also really, just on a joking side, which isn't really funny in the film, I kind of loved when the guy that was like the doctor...
Mm-hmm.
You start... Because he seems okay, just seems like kind of an asshole when he pulls the race card. There's that whole political thing that happens where he pulls the race card on that guy. And he's like, you killed her, the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And then, but then he ends up trying to stab him. And then at one point he's got to save the woman with the tumor, the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just growing rapidly. And she's, you know, and it's crazy. But he does have this thing when he's trying to like do this operation on her. Where he gets caught and you realize he's got like some kind of mental illness going on because mm-hmm. he gets caught up in this loop where he's like, what was that movie with Jack Nicholson?
Mm-hmm.
And who was the other person? And he would not finish what he was doing Mm-mm. until he could think of the name of the movie with these two actors in it. And he was just going on this crazy rant.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of hysterical. And then another moment happened again where he was still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's exactly right. I'm like, what is that movie? And I could relate. I was like, I get this guy. I'm like, can't do one more thing until he can absolutely remember. No. What was the name of that movie? Stop it. I'm going to remember it. Just give me a minute. That was just a weird moment in the film altogether.
Yeah, it was.
What was that? Do you remember what the movie was?
No, I don't. And like somebody says it. It was like they yell out the movie.
They yell out the movie. Somebody finally figures it out.
And it's still not satisfying to him because he didn't come up with it on his own, I don't think.
Yeah. And then you've got the woman who's the young wife who, you know, is very attractive. I don't know. Is
was she attractive? I thought she
I don't
was
know.
Very
She's very like cliche, thin, model-y.
I don't think any of the women, except for the wife.
Yeah.
We're beautiful. I shouldn't say things like that. Sorry. We're all beautiful.
Why are you? Oh, boy. Go for it, Julie. I mean, really.
No, I just.
It's okay.
It's like a very subjective thing. No, I thought his choice of actors was very odd.
Yeah. Well,
intentionally.
She obviously thought she looked very beautiful. I think the point was that she became very unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
And it like destroyed, and she had osteoporosis or something was mm-hmm. happening at the end where all her bones were breaking really rapidly.
Awful.
That was really bizarre. So not scary, just upsetting, really.
Right. That's the image that I find most disturbing. And then also when they sliced the doctor with the rusty knife, that was bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Gave him tetanus.
Made everybody a little crazy. People got a little crazy.
I thought it was interesting that the family was left alive. Mm-hmm. Everyone else died except for them.
Hmm. And a lot of it was just by choice, maybe. You almost wonder what would it have looked like. And there'd be nothing to watch, right? But what would it have looked like if everybody just was like, oh, well, let's just have a great day at the beach then.
Yeah.
Like if none of them tried to get off.
if they were just an obsession with staying young.
Yeah, what if they were just like, oh, well, I guess we'll just make the best of it. Let's get out the sandwiches and have a nice day at the beach.
Build some sandcastles.
And just we'll die at nighttime, I guess. Because it's one day and you're dead. I mean, I don't know. Weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm making it deeper than it is.
No, I think it's intended to be deep, just like you said.
Maybe. I'd love to talk to M. Night. What's the M stand for?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Do you want to look it up?
I don't care enough. Yeah. I'll just call him Mikey. Mick.
All right. A cool name.
It is cool. Can I be T something?
Yeah.
I actually am. I'm T Pole. It's only inside joke, you know.
With Tom?
It's my new nickname, everybody. No, not with Tom.
Oh, with your lady?
Yeah.
Aw.
Aw. All right, let's talk about, real quick, we're in 30 minutes. Okay, let's discuss this. And so you brought up Orlando. It is free on Amazon Prime. Very interesting. Another kind of strange take on the idea of aging. You and I think we did mention. So Orlando, the movie Orlando is, why can't I find it? Hello, IMDb.
Oh, it's directed by Sally Potter.
Yeah. What else did she direct?
All kinds of things.
How did you pull that up faster than me? You're amazing. Okay, here we go. 92, Billy Zane, Tilda Swinton. Tilda, we love you. You're just a beautiful androgyny. She can play anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her play so many things. Very cool. Yeah, so written, it's based on the book by Virginia Woolf. Sally Potter directed it. What else did she direct? Let's see. These are some older films. Oh, she's a writer. Maybe she doesn't direct that much. Okay, let's just get into it. So this movie, real quick, which you said was strange.
Well, I was thrown off from the beginning because I wasn't expecting Tilda Swinton to play the role of Orlando.
Oh,
and then Queen Elizabeth showed up, and Queen Elizabeth is being played by a man. And I just was like, what have I gotten myself into? I do not understand
like,
this at all.
This is so weird.
And yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the and they briefly say, after Queen Elizabeth won... The first commands him not to grow old. A young nobleman struggles with love and his place in the world. It is a weird film. I think I remember it coming out at the time and being very like provocative because she was playing half the movie. She plays a man. And then at one point she wakes up and is a woman and she goes through centuries kind of right.
Four.
Yeah. Of time and never ages. And also gets to experience what it's like on both ends, mm-hmm. to be a man and then also be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's not a very engaging movie. I felt like there are points in it where I was like, come on, let's go.
Yes.
Like, what's the point of this?
Yes.
That's what it felt like, a little hard to follow, like a little hard to care about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's compare it a little bit to what we were just... talking about Old, which are totally different movies in
like
a million different ways. We'd also talked about watching Benjamin Button.
Oh, right. I haven't seen
that. Curious Case of Benjamin Button, right. Which I probably should have rewatched because I just was in New Orleans and that movie takes place in New Orleans.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it does. Where it's about a person who's born old as a baby.
Mm.
Did you see that?
I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it?
No.
Oh boy, that's a weird one too. So he's born as an old man baby, which makes no sense to me.
No.
And then as he ages, he becomes young. So it's still commentary on that a lot of things in the same. I think actually those two movies, this movie and that movie, would do well together as a comparison.
Yeah.
But I think both, just because there's like more of a romantic aspect in these films,
mm-hmm.
especially Orlando, because it does revolve around his interest in love. I feel like the whole beginning is about his interest in a romantic partner and mm-hmm. like poetry and the concept of love and purpose. And then it shifts towards the middle of the film into something else. And that, I think that happens because of him becoming a woman and meeting Billy Zane's character
mm-hmm.
who doesn't subscribe to society's like normal like way of living your life. Where he's like, I just do what I want. I travel. I don't adhere to any of these rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So any of that stuff? There you go.
Well, sidebar note, I just find it interesting that we keep watching films, you and I, to talk about podcasts with how it's filmed. There are scenes where they actually look like paintings. Like how many times did Tilda Swinton look at the camera and it was this beautifully composed, could have been a painting.
So true.
Because like we did Portrait of a Lady.
Yeah. That and movie's
like,
great.
Yeah, Amelie, like the whole thing is a painting, basically. It's so vibrant.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's very visual. I think it's also the time period thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the set was out of control.
Out of control.
I love the flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but like, you know, I did watch it late last night and I wasn't engaged. Right? I had a hard time caring about the characters. There is no explanation as to how Orlando was able to not look as if he aged a day, right?
No, it's just told, you're just never going to, that's it. You'll never age. Just
live. Sleeps a lot, though. Like the periods of sleeping for a week.
Yeah, that was weird. Uh-huh. Just endless sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was so obvious that one scene where he does die and become a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like he looked dead. Like the way it was shot everything was gray.
Yeah, you're right. That's very true.
And then it was so beautiful, like how she woke up, she washed her face and reveals the female form. And she's like, she's like, it just makes sense that we would wake up.
And it's the opposite idea of what we see in Old, which is everything is speeding up and you have no time. This one is like, what would you do if you had all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how would you live if it was endless time?
Yeah. And she continued to pursue her passion, right?
I think you watch her struggle.
Yeah, you do.
Through the decade, like through the time with like trying to find purpose. Also, the concept that like money is endless. Because there was no issue with wealth.
No.
Although at one point when she becomes a woman, suddenly everything changes around that. Did you notice that?
That was hilarious.
He's like, you can live with me and I'll be your wife and or your husband or whatever. What happened? Go ahead.
Well, it was so funny when they showed up, they're like, you are being sued for several reasons. First of all, you're legally dead. She's like, and I'm standing here right before you, okay?
Hilarious.
And then you're a woman now, and so you need a man or a child in order to hold on to this estate.
They're like, sorry, get on board with womanhood.
And like, none of this like registers with her at all. She's like, you have got to be kidding me, right? This doesn't make any sense at all.
Welcome to being a lady. Get yourself a dude and a baby right away.
Yeah.
Or you're out of here. Right. Get out of here.
Your property is no longer
your
own.
Put this ridiculous dress on and the wig and go walk in there and find a man. Go.
He wore some ridiculous wigs as a man, too.
Yeah. But I think that's the point of the film is to show you that all those topics, I mean, all of it, and from the perspective of somebody who gets to be both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Totally. And then by the end, which I thought was cool, was how much freedom she gains because she learns over time not to subscribe to any of it.
So maybe I think that is the overarching message of both movies.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that
in the grand scheme of things, like all the things that we get so worked up about and think are so important really aren't.
Right. Can you share a personal experience getting worked up?
I can get worked up at all kinds of things.
Yeah?
Personal.
I had to ask. We're towards the end.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, okay. Like, case in point, like growing up here and wanting anything but to get out of here, right? And had to live in New York City and like wanted to have like a big career and like wanted to meet, like wanted to like rub shoulders with the rich and famous of the world, right? And like really, none of that's important. None of that feeds my soul. None of that makes me a good human being or like of useful service to anyone.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
And so there's great humbling over my life where it's like, you know what? I'm just a gal from Delaware.
Yeah.
I love it here.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter where you are really.
Mm-mm. No, but I used to think that it did.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't at all.
It is interesting how you make your choices around what you have been told or whatever you believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It is. And like that takes me back to the whole age thing, because like I remember when my friends, like when we moved out of our early 20s into the other years, like I started to notice my friends say how old they were all the time. And I was like, oh, no. I am not saying that. You're never going to hear those words come out of my mouth.
Say what exactly?
Oh, I'm so old. Like, you know, like,
just, I know, I have to stop that.
Like, I'm so old. Do I'm do old. That? I'm old.
Guys, are you listening? Have yeah. I done that?
Yeah, because you're like, look at my readers.
I
look,
did it
I'm
to
old.
Start. I did it. Yeah.
And it's not true, Tiff. Like, you are not old.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
You're not.
Let's talk about this magic of not choosing to be old.
But isn't it interesting? Yeah. Okay, ooh, notice yeah. how, like...
I need music. What? Yes.
Notice how, like, you know, like, you're say you're, like, 25 or something, and then mm-hmm. you have friends who are, like, in their 30s, and they whisper in your ear, they're like, just wait till you turn 30 and you can't lose weight the way that you used to. And you can't, like, they just like fill your oh, head yeah. with like all these things. And you're like, ooh, that sounds awful. I never want to turn 30. And then you turn 30, at least I turned 30. I turned 30 and it felt like the lights went on. I felt comfortable in my own skin. I felt like I accepted and embraced myself. I loved my 30s. My 30s were magical, probably like the best years of my life. And then in my 30s, like I had people in my 40s like, oh, wait till you turn 40s. You're going to need readers. Your hair is going to start going gray. Forget those 5 pounds that you know, like they're never coming off. And then you're going to get another 5 more. And then it's like, and then, you know, it just seems like as you know, like there's always that whisper in your ear that sets the expectation of what's going to happen when you reach the same age, right?
Yeah.
But what if all that was a suggestion? What if it's not really true and something that we have all universally accepted? So what if it is a universal false belief?
Like if everyone was told as you get older, you'll get better.
I think that's entirely true. I mean,
do you think people would look different and
yes,
act different?
Yes, I do. Oh my God. And that reminds me too.
We should
like,
get a group in a dome. Let's lock them in there.
Yeah.
No, let's start telling them. They're actually going to take this drink every day, which is water, and they're going to get better.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you're going to get younger in the next 5 years than you were in the last.
Well, I mean, like,
what if you could think yourself young?
Yeah, I think it's entirely possible. I think there needs to be a deeper scientific understanding of it. But,
interesting.
I also, oh my gosh. Oh,
you're excited. really interesting, yeah.
It is. So, like, what if... Oh, okay. So that reminds me of a passage that I read in Martha Beck. It's like the Finding Your Wild Life or something along these lines. It came out in like the early 2000s. And she did this exercise in her workshops where she had all of her participants like spend 10 minutes a day thinking about and really picturing and imaging like the thing that they most want to experience in their life or that they love the most, like the most. And she saw that they looked younger.
Really? Just
yes.
after sitting there and thinking about it for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
And
that
then,
is crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also I've noticed, like, I know we just ate some refined sugar, but like I've gone sugar-free.
So sorry.
I've gone sugar-free and like the skin plumps up and like okay. everything becomes like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You know, I think sugar and coffee and alcohol age you. I do.
Okay. Well, I sorry, do. Everyone. You're looking old. I'm just kidding.
And like, and that's another thing too. Like, I think if you eat produce and exercise,
coffee? I can't have that. Are you serious?
It's dehydrating.
What if I just drink way more water?
Yeah.
All right.
And like this excessive worry and like criticism, like critical thinking, like I think that ages you too.
Oh, definitely. I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love this idea. I do think that you have more control over what's next. You know, for all of us in terms of that. But yeah, I don't know.
Look at trees. They get even more beautiful and luscious.
Yeah, it's also our societal definition of what is beauty. Because if we perceived age as beautiful, people wouldn't worry about trying to change it so much. Mm-hmm. You know, like you wouldn't say, oh my God, let's get rid of all the wrinkles. What if like somehow wrinkles were like in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody would be getting them when they were like 20.
Well,
you know.
Did you notice that the young kids started dyeing their hair gray?
I thought that was
strange.
The
past few years?
Yeah. Yeah. But it is odd, isn't it? Like how whatever becomes, you know, the group conscious. Did I say that right? conscience? Now I'm in a meeting. Can we have a group conscience, please? I don't like the way you read that last week.
Are you talking about consciousness?
I'm saying like whatever everyone decides is like beautiful, mm-hmm. wherever this starts.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think, why I think, and they didn't tap on this enough in that, in the movie Orlando, but there is a lot of time passes. I mean, up to current day, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's 92. So the aspect of beauty shifts throughout time. Mm-hmm. I love by the end of the film how androgynous she looks.
Mm-hmm.
Like her whole, she goes from being very like male of the times, like all the way that the men look, mm-hmm. to very feminine. The amazing outfits, the insane dresses, right?
Yes.
Following along. And then by the end of the film, she's kind of wearing like this mix of male, female. Like her outfit is just, you couldn't pinpoint it. It's just, it's a blend to me. Did you feel like that?
Yeah. And then did you even catch that line where she says like looking androgyny, like looking androgynous is popular, is the desired look.
It is. And I think that's current. I mean, I think that we're all kind of, that's a whole other comment on like where everything is going and how little it matters whether you're male or female.
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you play?
I don't know. Whatever you want.
I was asking you, Tiff. How do you play?
How do I play? Oh, boy. Angel, you guys scared me a little bit.
Gotta keep you on your toes.
How do I play? Like with the sandcastle?
Yeah. How do you play?
In life? How do I play?
Yeah. It's a hard one, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, when it's in the moment.
Yeah.
That's
a good answer.
Play on what? Just in general?
How do you play?
Oh, boy.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Like,
well, I have many. I think about funny moments with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We play.
Yeah. I mean, I like play. I play in moments, you know, like I'll put on music and just be goofy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just tap into my like, there's very silly sides of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the time.
Good. Yeah.
But not like orchestrated. I don't think I plan to play. I think that's what people don't do.
Plan to play.
Yeah. Like people don't like make a list for the day and they're like, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and then at 10, I'm going to dance around in my underwear for 20 minutes, blasting Madonna, then back to my work. Like nobody plans that, right?
Yeah. You make me want to do it though.
Dance around in your underwear?
And yeah.
I mean, everyone, please go dance in your underwear or not. Take everything off. Do what you want.
Right. But that sounds like fun.
Yeah. I mean, actually, if you know, we all know this, but the best way to see play is to watch little kids.
Oh.
Yeah, because they don't give a shit. They take their clothes off and run around and they're like, bleh! They just, noises. I am the queen. They just, everything. It's like, oh, where'd that come from? You know? Maybe that's why I like being around little kids sometimes, because they like bring it out in you.
Yeah.
If you pay attention and you play along.
Yeah.
Because I'll do that. I like doing that.
I can see that.
I do. Yeah. Something happens, you know, we get older and then we get too self-conscious.
Too serious.
Well, we're too worried about what everybody thinks.
Oh, man. You know, what a waste
of time.
When
you're little, you don't care.
No.
No. And actually, I will say as a comment on society, and this is something I have been noticing, and I do. I work with families like all summer. I work with little kids. So I'm in the moments playing with them because I'm trying to get them to be relaxed, you know? And and sometimes what's great is parents will engage in that moment and then they kind of become loose too. But I do notice like the permission that is allowed, that's why little children can act that way, because everyone wants them to. But the second you get a little older, what does everybody tell you to do?
Oh, you're too old.
Stop it. Sit down. Be quiet. Put your hands in your lap. Stop touching him. Don't do that. So now everybody is like, shut up and stop being this way now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to run around naked. Okay. Stop it. Which I mean, I guess, would we all do that if we were told not to? I don't know. But I do think there is permission when you're little.
We would probably see a lot more naked people if there were more permission.
There's no permission as you get older. You have to button it up and like get it together, and you know, you're not allowed to act that goofy.
No wonder we look old.
Yeah. So maybe that's part of the reason that it's hard for people to find play. That went in a totally different topic.
I love it.
But I think we're bringing it back to that concept of the first movie, Old, which is that the way out is really to stop and be in the moment and just surrender. Just be there. You know, you're at the beach. What would you do at the beach? Mm. Make a sandcastle.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, because like when you're at the beach, you're there to relax and then enjoy the beauty, right? Like it's a day off.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Which I always find hilarious because people get there and they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's like, are you going to read? What are you going to do?
I'm just going to lay here and feel the... listen to the water and
should I eat the sandwich? I don't know. We're here now.
Yeah. It is pretty funny.
Oh, man. Well, all right, what do you... How do you play, Julie?
Do you want to play spike ball?
I'm going to bring that back. How do you play?
Same thing. Like, it's spontaneous. And it's child...
What was the last playful thing you did?
Oh. I feel like it wasn't that long ago. My ish...
Let's hear it.
No, I
mean, unless you don't want to share.
No, I do want to share. It's that nothing's coming to mind at the moment. I feel a little bit like a deer in headlights.
It's okay.
Play. I mean, like, this isn't play like from the traditional childish sense, but like I've noticed that when I put together flowers, like flower arrangements, like the whole world disappears and all that. I focus.
You love that.
I love it so much. It's like one of my favorite things to do.
Wow.
Yeah. So like that's one way that I guess I get it like really into the moment.
And yeah. Like really just you're in it. Yeah.
And then like play, but like laughing and playing. I mean, I have to be with, it's really helps to be with somebody else.
True.
And just enjoy their company and like, you know, tickle sessions. Like I hate to be tickled.
Oh, but you like it.
No.
You hate
it. It's terrible, but I'm really so much fun to tickle because I hate it so much.
Oh, but so do you still hate it even though you're laughing?
Yes. It's awful, but it's play.
Okay. Now I'm lost. No, I'm just kidding.
It's more play for the other person, but yeah.
Right. But you can bring play into any moment.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit, I was just running, okay, by myself and on the trail. And then, like I just mentioned, the leaves are kind of...
Yeah, they're dancing.
They're swirling. They're having a good time. And I was watching the leaves fall. And at one point, I would be like, I'm running, and I'm like, there goes one. And I'm like, I wonder if I can catch one.
Did you get it?
I didn't, but I tried for at least a few. So like I'm running and if it was like kind of coming this way, I'd be like, ah! And then I'd try to catch it in my hand and I'm like, damn. But like that is play for
that
5 seconds. Yeah. Like where you're kind of like, I could just like bust through and not notice any of these leaves falling, but I decided to pay attention to it. And then that was it. It was really quick, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, music definitely gets me to play.
Music is so key. Mm-hmm. I think music really gets people out of their shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think I should wrap it up.
Everyone, thanks so much for having me back on.
Hey, thank you for being here. It's been a while. I'm going to try to be consistent and have some more episodes for everyone if you are following. Hopefully that conversation made some sense to you because I don't know what happened or where we went, but that's kind of what we do here. And if you're curious about those movies, watch them. I don't know if it'll make any sense, what we discussed, but at least we found a positive note, which was, I think at the end, it's just be in the moment, go play, don't subscribe to societal bullshit, live your life, live in the moment, and play. Stop aging.
Yeah, man.
Or love every goddamn second of it.
Yeah, that too.
Everyone, have a great day. Anything else you want to say before I say goodbye?
No. Thank you so much for having me. It's always fun.
All right, Julie. We'll have you back. And if you guys have a movie or something you want to see, message me on Instagram. Reach out. I'm also on Facebook. You can check out I think we still have a social podcast network. I don't know who's on there anymore, but check out some of the other shows. We've got The Full Throw with Tom and Tiff because someone took the full send. So with that, and I don't know, there's still some other shows. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? When I